Now, part two of our interview with Cattlemen's Beat board member and fifth generation rancher, Becky Potmissel.
We just try to take good care of them because they take good care of us. We make sure that they're well fed and well watered. They're protected. You know, all ranchers live by the weather reports, that's for sure. And they've got everything that they need to prosper.
Now, as a rancher and a board member, what is the biggest benefit you see in the $1 producer's investment in the checkoff?
You know, before, I guess I didn't really know too much about the checkoff, and I'd read a little bit, but now that I've been on the board, this will be my fourth year now, I've learned that they really do a whole lot, not only promote beef, you know, here in the United States, which is beef is the protein of choice, but all around the world. I mean, they export the cuts that most Americans don't really, you know, have anything to do with, the tongues, the tripe, you know, livers and lips and hearts and that kind of thing all go.
You're making me hungry. That's a hot dog right there. You just spoke of a hot dog, right?
Well, they all go to places in Asia and the Orient, and then we do sell a little bit down in Africa, but most of the higher cuts, you know, stay here in the United States, and we have to import beef from Australia and South America to make up that portion of the ground beef that Americans don't want to buy. We promote that all over the world, and those exports that we're doing are really putting the money into the beef industry, and those are strictly programs that the Beef Checkoff has been funding for a long time, and they fund offices all over the world, in Japan, in South Korea, Taiwan. They present us with their programs and what they're going to do with the dollar, and they show us the results and monetary results. And Beef Science Education with the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture, they do a great job of bringing beef husbandry, you know, the way we treat our cattle, to inner cities and children and teachers all over the United States, just showing that we treat our cattle well. And because they are our lifeblood, they are how we exist.
Totally. Those are powerful words. You just said there, very powerful. And I'm sure every rancher out there listening, it hits a note with them that you hit the nail on the head. There's what you've done. Now, Becky, if you and Scott, your husband, you've been doing this a long time. He said five generations. If you had to give some advice to aspiring young ranch couples out there, one bit of advice, what would it be, please?
It's a lot of hard work. You can't do it out of an iPad. There's a lot of technology that'll help you. You just have to get out there. You have to be willing to do the hard work. Get out there in the cold, get deer fly bitten in the summer, and just do the hard work, I guess.
Boy, you know what? Very eloquent. I couldn't have put it better myself. You're out there living that lifestyle. And thank you so much, Becky, for being part of America's Hot Barn Report. And thanks for your service on the board and helping to feed the world as well.
Oh, thank you so much. It was nice talking to you.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Troy County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.